Hello, my name's Tom. You're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast. Jack's over there.
God, come on.
I'll do that again. Hello, my name's Tom Ratcliffe. You're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast. I'm here with my good friend Jack, and we're still in the cellar.
We are still in the cellar. That was the 1975.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going with. It's UGH exclamation mark, isn't it?
Yeah, but so it's quite nice, actually.
Ugh.
I don't know why they're going.
I don't know either. Yeah, we are confined to the basement once more. Another cancellation.
I don't think we can say we're any part of the Radio Bicester brand anymore.
If public transport got cancelled this often, it'd be a national scandal.
They'd go mental. Yeah.
And yet, such a treasure gets cancelled this often.
If anyone knows a radio station that could let us do a show, say, once a month, we don't ask for much. Like on a 6 a.m. on a Sunday.
Even if it's like for a test, like for a scientific experiment or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
For like, I don't know. What would it be for?
Radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not above getting paid either.
I'm really not.
Yeah.
The money makes no difference to me. I'd only spend it on things I don't need anyway.
Yeah.
Money made.
Yeah. So unfortunately, we're not on. I've forgotten what it's like to be on the actual radio.
So have I. Completely forgotten.
I wouldn't know the way to Bicester now.
I've got no sense of anything anymore.
No, I know. Never mind.
If you set me in front of a desk, I'll probably just start chewing on it, I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what it was.
Good. How are you? You alright?
I'm alright.
Good.
Yeah.
Good-o.
What we got coming up on this week's edition of... Can you call it a show, even though we're just doing this?
It's still a show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those weirdos with YouTube channels say they're doing a show, don't they?
Do they?
Of which we are now.
I thought they called it a program. A program.
Semantics. A program. What, coming up on today's program?
Yeah.
Might empty the dishwasher and film
that's
it.
What that got. We're a little bit obsessed with a particular YouTube video of a guy who's talking about his love of Norfolk. Or is it Norwich specifically?
No, I think it's Norfolk at large, I think.
But he's this guy, I don't know how old he is, probably about 19, 20. He's doing a vlog, talking to camera about what he loves so much about like sort of the geography of Norfolk.
Mm.
But he says at one point in it, he says, coming up on today's programme.
Yeah, because it's not... But he actually markets it as a documentary thing.
Oh, right. It does feel like he's trying to like boycott Countryfile.
Yeah. Me and my mate once sat in this very cellar and were blind drunk and sent him a very long email on his website because he
about
had like
what?
A booking form. He had a book. He was doing after dinner speaking about his gap year.
How interesting could it have possibly been? He only went to Canada, didn't he?
I know.
Canada's great. I really liked Canada.
I don't think he ever got back to us.
Shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, he might be dead now.
Could be, yeah.
Because of what you said to him.
I'm so tired. Did I mention that to you?
You didn't. I could have guessed from your lethargic attitude.
And my bagged eyes.
What have you been doing to them?
I had to go to the mechanic today.
So? Why is that tiring?
I had to get up at 7:30 to go.
You had the rest of the day off.
Yeah, I had a nap. I never had a nap.
How
fear people who have naps. It was quite good.
Why do you fear? What do you mean?
I think it's weird.
Why?
One of my mates at school used to just have an hour and a half nap every single day after school.
I don't know. I can't do it, really. I don't.
I've never been able to do it. That's how tired I was.
Wow.
If you can believe it.
Oh, mate. How was the mechanics?
Yeah,
so out of place, were you?
Yeah. Oh, dear. It was alright driving in there, but I had to walk home, carless. And they were staring at me. I thought I was going to get followed.
Look after her, treat her well.
A bloke in a jumpsuit just watching me. Just people just follow me with their eyes as I walk across the vision.
Yeah. Hello. That's why you've got to put on as much of a blokey sort of persona as you can, I find.
Yeah, but have you seen the way I dress?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't help myself.
You don't.
Brave.
You don't belong in Leighton Buzzard.
I used to get a lot of people shouting out van windows at me. I haven't had that for a while now. Because I'm driving, I suppose.
Maybe it's because they think you're off the market.
Oh, very good. That's woken me up. Any news
wake
at all?
Wake me up inside.
Any news? Anything? No.
It's I've had a very uneventful week. It's just being an adult. It just really takes all
rubbish, isn't it?
Fun and life out of you.
Oh, I can't be bothered. £315 I had to pay for that car. I've already bought it. I wasn't even to buy it.
Wait, what? £315 for a pound?
Of Her Majesty's pounds. Oh.
That, mate.
Do I need new tyres? Really? Are they that bad? Do I need four?
How much did you pay for the car?
It'd be gauche. A lot of money.
You really shouldn't have spent more than 50 of Her Majesty's pounds on that.
Well, the problem was, I got so fed up looking at cars, and again, what's the fuselage? And I was like, I was like, I just said to someone, just buy me a car, and I'll give you the money instantly. Or even just sort it out. I'll put the money in your account. I don't care. Just
right, well, that's where you've gone wrong, isn't it?
And my girlfriend and my mum decided to form a brutal alliance and spent twice my budget on a car. And they went, yeah, it's really good. It's not really good. It's fallen apart. I haven't been serviced for 6 years. Well, and I've got the girl's Facebook who sold it to me. Can I say something?
Hasn't been serviced for 6 years.
Yeah, she said it had full service history. I'm going to PM her. Give her a piece of my mind. I'm going to send her the bill.
Oh, that's good. PM, peace of mind.
Yeah
good.
Oh.
Isn't it DM, though?
I think it's either.
Yeah, probably.
DM's Twitter, PM's Facebook.
Good.
07847, I can't remember the number.
No.
We haven't had a question of the day for a month.
I would message her.
I'm going to message her.
Because you've been sold down the river, mate.
I'm going to say, what are your bank details? Because you owe me some money.
She definitely does. 6 years of not. How did you? I don't think you can legally get away with that, can you?
I was going to ask him at the mechanics, but I fucking bothered. No. I kept asking him stupid questions.
Especially when you don't know what you're talking about.
Mm. Mm. He went, does it have like wheel nuts or something? What? Well, I don't know what that means, mate.
You really are clueless, aren't you?
Yeah, that was probably about 30 quid's worth of gear they gave me. That's funny, he'll never know, really.
Yeah.
He just wants to get out of here. I do quite like when people go to you, they say something like, yeah, that'll be £315, and you have to just sort of react. You can't go, beg your pardon? You have to just go, okay, well, you've done it now, haven't you? It's like a haircut. Can you take it off?
Oh, yeah, at the end of a haircut, where they go, is that all right?
I go, well, not really, but it's too late now.
Because you're not going to do anything more.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't put it back.
That's it's a deliberate point that they get to that's designed to be conclusive.
Mm.
They want it to be the end, and I just let them.
I reckon they do it rubbish on purpose sometimes. Let's go, let's just do something weird for this one. Do something slightly different to what he asks.
They're just so bored with doing haircuts that they just try and... Yeah, maybe.
I've got a new thing now, though. If I get some shocking news like that, I can just take my glasses off. Which is good. I was doing that a lot.
I beg your
work.
Pardon.
And customers were saying stupid things, and I was just taking my glasses off. I beg your pardon. And I sort of polished them, put them back on. I go, no.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a nice little reducer.
Do you do ice cream for dogs here?
Oh.
I beg your pardon.
Right. No one ever, anyone listening to this, never ever ring a pub, ever, ever. Because it's so annoying to have a phone going in the background. And then it takes you 10 minutes to get to answer it. And they go, excuse me, is it true you do beer for dogs? And I'm not allowed to go, shut up, and just hang up the phone. I've got to go, no, actually, we don't do beer for dogs.
Oh, dear.
Good gracious. Right, music?
Well, what's coming up in the show?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Let's get the admin out of the way, and then we can enjoy ourselves.
I take no joy from this. There's a spoonful of weather coming up.
And you take no joy from that.
It's quite depressing reading all those for like an hour. Yeah. You just go, state of this country.
Yeah, I know.
That's about it. Unless you brought anything to the table.
Not really.
I've got a film from a TV
state
show.
Of this country.
A film, not a film from a TV show.
This is a film from a TV show. I like both the film and the TV show.
I've got, what would that be?
This is a song from a film. I like both the film and the song separately when using conjunction, not including original scores.
Yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
What film is it from this week?
American Beauty.
Oh, I know what it is.
Do you?
No.
I bet you don't. That's a film about a man who's stuck in a loveless marriage with a child he hates. Also, my dad's favourite film, instantly. True story.
Yeah, I know, that is genuinely true. That actually is your dad's favourite film.
Yeah. Right, should we have a bit of music?
Yeah, what are we having?
Scrap paper gone.
Look at you.
Why?
Such a doddering old man now.
Oh, I've got one. Broken Social Scene. Just released their first song in 7 years.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, they have. It's called Halfway Home, and it was on Stephen Colbert. I believe they did it live, and now this, in fact, this right now is the studio version. Tom and Jack and that
podcast.
Yes.
That was a band with a new song.
That was Broken Social Scene with their new single, first in 7 years, Halfway House. Look at that. New music from
new
Tom Radcliffe.
New music.
Jack Shot doesn't know what's going on.
No.
Right.
Not a clue.
Because we've got nothing else to do, do you want me to... Would you like a healthy spoonful of weather?
I would. Do we have the jingle? Would you like me to sing it?
Oh, I've got the jingle, actually. For a spoonful of weather, helps the weather spoon go down. The weather spoon go down. Weather spoon go down. Just a spoonful of weather helps the weather spoons go down in a most delightful way.
Oh,
good, innit? Oh,
that is.
That's the greatest achievement of my life.
It really is. I was just going to say one of your best pieces of work.
But that's not even an insult.
It's not.
No.
It's not meant to be.
Right, so this is when we take reviews from the website TripAdvisor from a certain pub chain, which I don't think we need to say out loud.
I don't think we should say it out loud.
No.
No, you wouldn't want to get anyone into trouble.
Although they're all true, this is not... But obviously people can just say whatever they want and make
that's the trick with the internet, isn't it? That's how you know you're getting the best possible information.
Right, without further ado...
Here we go.
Came in for lunch. Ordered food. When it arrived, the guy dropped half the panini on the floor. He said he would get another one. Before he left, he spilt the sauce over the table and napkin, leaving a thumb mark. He returned very quickly with half a panini on a plate. Hello? We am not stupid. You've just returned with one. You dropped on the floor. We'll be letting environmental health know.
That's the best one we've ever had. Hello.
Ordered large breakfast. Arrived cold. Frozen butter too. Changed it to another cold breakfast.
Frozen butter.
And frozen butter. Not a busy place. Third one slightly better. Still.
the third large breakfast was just right.
Still frozen butter. Asked waiter how I could spread frozen butter. Sarcastic response. Spread it on toast. The toast was cold.
Oh, that's like poetry.
It's so bucolic.
That's like a really, really long haiku. Nice.
Visited on a Friday. Fish and chips special night. No chips. No onion rings. No eggs. No compensation alternatives. Staff most unhelpful and rude. Wrong meal served. Cracked cup leaked over the table. Toilet a disgrace. No toilet paper, soap or hand dryers. Not impressed. We'll give it one more chance.
Why?
I know.
Why if that many things are wrong?
Don't,
why go
just
back?
Just in case you were having any sympathy for these people. arrived at 8:30 for breakfast. No Guinness, so left immediately.
Healthy, nutritious breakfast.
Cider tasted of cleaning fluid and was shut off after I complained. Steak was well done, not medium. Pizza was burnt. Shocking.
Pizza?
And at £13, will not be going back.
Hang on. They got a cider, a steak and a pizza for £13.
And they expected anything else. the bouncers told me to take my hat off whilst they were checking my ID, which is fair enough. The oafish bouncer then instructed me to leave it off until I reached the bar. I hadn't styled my hair, which led to a sense of violation.
Until he got to the bar. When you get to the bar, you're welcome to put it back on.
Ordered two large breakfasts and two standard breakfasts. The two large breakfasts came. My wife noticed something on her plate.
Oh, did she?
A huge lump of chewed chewing gum. You can imagine how disgusting that would be. To my shame, I reacted too fast. I wish I'd taken a photo as photographic evidence.
All right.
I took the plate to a server who was very apologetic. I got a refund. Be weary about eating here.
Okay, I will. Be sure to be weary.
Very disappointing. We were having a meal to celebrate our engagement.
Oh no!
My fiance's egg salad had no eggs.
No.
When I asked a member of staff, they said they'd run out of eggs. Another place I won't use again. Well, if the rest of the marriage goes as well as that.
That's a good start, isn't it?
Do you have to put the ring in the egg salad?
Yeah, probably. The eggless egg salad.
And final one. Myself and my husband visited this pub on a Wednesday night. My husband was having a sip of his drink and noticed there was something sharp in his mouth. He thought it might be a bit of lemon. But no, he was wrong. It was someone's fingernail.
Oh, God. Oh.
We told the bar. We told the bar. And the employee asked if everything else had been to our satisfaction. No, it hadn't. There you go. That is a spoonful of weather.
Other than the fingernail, is there anything I should like to complain about?
But apart from that, it was all okay, wasn't it? Apart from that syphilitic fingernail in your drink. Oh, God.
Those were some of the best of all time.
Thank you. They were exceptional. Far and wide to get those. That first one was fantastic.
It's like poetry.
Because they're like little mini, like, what's that, Hemingway, the world's shortest sad story.
Yeah.
They're like that.
Little snippets into people's pathetic lives.
And just, as we always say, we regularly frequent that particular pub brand.
And we love it.
And we are also poor. So we're laughing with you.
We are also scum. So don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Scum laughing at scum. That's all it is.
Scum on scum. Oh.
Thank you for that. That's made my week.
You're very welcome. Good. Right. Do you want another song? Or
yeah, I'd love one.
We can either Itchy Koo Park by Small Faces.
Ooh.
Or a Tom and Jack favourite, The Boys of Summer by Don Henley.
Oh.
From the live album Inside Job. Don't know what that means.
Inside, what has that got to do with being live?
Maybe Inside Steve Jobs.
I wonder if that was the name of the tour.
Maybe.
Inside Jobs. I'm finding it difficult to say no to Henley.
It's got to be Henley, in it. We can have a Small Face in
a bit.
I
love Boys of Summer.
But it's summer now as well, isn't it, in a way?
I believe it's British summertime, perhaps.
Ooh. Well, in that case.
Let's guiltlessly eat strawberries and listen to Don Henley on Tom and Jack. Why the live version, might I ask?
I couldn't rip the normal one off YouTube because it wasn't up there.
Do you want me to just play the normal
one? Yes, that would be better.
There we go.
And we can do a proper intro now.
Let's have a proper intro.
No, because I could... Say Tom and Jack and then press play. Like that. Do it properly, that.
Just literally do it like that, mate. Yeah. That's just the way it is, isn't it? Tom and Jack podcast Henley. Look at him. Henley. That's The Boys of Summer on Tom and Jack podcast. Yeah, always makes me feel a bit sort of, I think when the song starts, I'm like, oh, I haven't heard this for ages, and I feel quite upbeat about it.
Yeah.
And then there's just something quite mournful about it.
I know. Some of the best and worst times of my life have been driving in the car with you, in the sun, listening to that.
Yeah.
With our Wayfarers on. I challenge anyone to say they don't like that song. I'll fight them.
Yeah, I just don't understand what, like, there's nothing to not like.
No.
Henley puts every bit of himself. Like, you can, I can close my eyes and I can see him in the recording studio, like, with his face all clenched. Like, he's really giving it his all, and it pays off.
I like to imagine people doing that when there's, like, rubbish lyrics. Yeah. They have to sing them.
Yeah.
Like, they don't think we need a check and balance here. We can't sing.
Because it's not just going into the booth and recording it. Like, there has been thought about it. There's been the time for them to go, actually, let's not do this.
It's like when you get stupid or, like, offensive adverts and you think, how many times has this multinational had to sign off on this stupid thing? And now it's on the telly and I have to watch it. I'm going to kill myself.
You've talked about killing yourself an awful lot.
I think about it often. We discuss that if you want. No.
No, I'm not right on the way, Joe.
I'm too tired to kill myself.
Interestingly enough, speaking about...
death?
Not that there's too many funny anecdotes on suicide, but I do have one for you from this week. So I went out... I did something that a few other people do it. Exercise. You don't.
Right, yeah, I've heard of that.
Do you even play football anymore?
Did I not tell you about walking back from the mechanics? No, I do. I don't play football.
Yeah, well, so I went out for a jog.
I've seen you jogging before, and it is a tremendous sight. It's like...
It is.
Like a trailer for Planet Earth, when there's, like, flamingos, they've seen, like, a wolf or something,
yeah,
and they're running across the sunset. Yeah. It's like that.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm the flamingo in that.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
There's nothing
lupine
about you.
No. Nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice.
Knowledge.
I'd ran quite far, so I stopped to catch my breath on a bridge that
was
for cars. Now, this bridge is, like, I could... If I was standing underneath it, I could reach up and touch the roof of it. I know I'm pretty tall at 6 foot, but it's not exactly...
I know where this is going. Right?
It's not, you know... Anyway, so I sat to catch my breath, got up, crossed the road, continued on my run. Car pulls up next to me, woman in the passenger seat, with a boyfriend, friend, male friend, I don't know. You're right. And I said, yeah. Yeah, fine, thanks. She went, we saw you on the bridge. So, okay. Are you all right? Yeah. I'm fine, thanks. Why? She was like, well, we thought you were going to jump. I said, well, okay. If I had a jump.
For a shortcut? Or...
Yeah. I mean, I may. I said to her, I'm fine. Because I think, okay, in fairness to her, she may not have been able to see.
Yeah.
How far the drop was from the bridge. I said to her, I appreciate your thought, thank you, but I'd maybe sprain my ankle if I dropped from there.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Did you?
What? I had to reassure her that I wasn't going to kill myself.
Could have just said, no, I'm fine, I've just had a bad day. My face is always like this.
I've changed my mind. I can't go through with it. She was like, will you be careful sitting there? I was like, all right, thanks, Mum. See you later. But I wanted to say to her, she drove past, she must have doubled round. Like, she saw me on the bridge and I'd crossed the road and started running again by this point.
Oh, right, okay.
So she must have driven past, gone, actually... He looked like he might have jumped, and then come back round.
He's bottled it. See things through.
If you do think that someone's going to kill themselves on a bridge, please, I implore you, stop at the moment you see them. You think they're about to jump because you may well miss them by the time you found somewhere to turn around and come back.
Because it might scare them.
Oi, oi!
That's wow.
Yeah. So that was enjoyable. Like, thanks for your, I suppose, consideration, but also
Mind Your Own Business. She's probably filming it for YouTube for attention.
I thought that. I was thinking that's going to go on like Spotted Hemel Hempstead or something.
Yeah. Those people go, oh, here's a video of me giving $50 to a homeless man or giving him a haircut and filming him.
Great.
I imagine they go and they go, the camera's full or something. They go, oh, never, can I have that back then? Can I have $50 back? Why? Well, because the camera didn't run.
I come back. Yeah. I come back when I got a new SD card.
That is just investing money into, because they all have adverts on those things. So that's just £50 there. You've got to spend money to make money.
If you cared, take the money from the advert and give it to that homeless person.
Yeah, that's true. Or just give it.
Or just give that money just in the first the place.
Yeah.
Donate to charity, but.
Yeah. Or just be like me and just look straight ahead, neither see nor hear them.
Yeah. Never give a second thought to another person.
I'm good with homeless people, actually. I used to give money to them all the time. It's nice, just give them money. Don't give them money. Don't give them. Go and buy them a sandwich. No! Because, A, if they are drug addicts, they'll find a way to get the money.
Yeah, they'll sell that sandwich straight back. Well, no. But, yes.
Or
that's what they want. Delicious cash.
What if they don't like prawns or whatever sandwich you get? Has it got no mayo? Don't be so fussy. You can't be chooser.
Well, that's all we got time for. Is it? I don't know.
No way, mate. We've only done 20 minutes.
Have we?
Yeah.
Shorter pod or?
No, I'm joking.
Drag it out. Drag it out.
Let's play. Insert jingle.
Oh, yes. This item. I like this one.
Yeah. So this is. This is a song from a film. I like both the
film
and the song separately and when used in conjunction.
So much life left in it.
This is a song. That's why we changed it from the TV show.
I know. I know. It's been completely rejuvenated.
Tiny bit stale.
It's like rebadging a car.
Yeah. Okay.
It's nice.
How's your new car?
Lovely, thanks. Yeah. Nice. Haven't crashed it yet. No. Good, isn't it?
Good. Jack bought a car for his children that aren't yet born.
It's not even children.
He went and checked the crash test rating.
Personally, I was in the car.
Just be like one of those people who have one child and get a Range Rover the size of a tank.
Yeah, everyone that lives around here now, apparently.
I go, I'm so concerned about the welfare of my child, but I don't mind burning up the ozone on the planet they'll live on.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Or potentially killing other people's children.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Demolishing their car.
Yeah, who cares? Anyway, this item is when I play a song.
Where's it from?
It's from a film.
Right.
Now, I like the song. So say I was
Well, of course you do. Why else would you play it?
Well, I have... Well, it's not in the Garden of Eden.
Oh, God.
So say I was sat in a dark room, just the song was playing. I'd go, great.
Yeah.
I like this song.
Yeah.
Say I was watching the film that is also part of this item. I like the bits of the film when this song in particular isn't playing.
Right.
I'm sick of it. I have to explain this every week.
What about when the song is playing in the film?
That's like amazing. That right. That's brilliant. And that really is the crux of the
That's
item.
That's your twofer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Double or nothing.
Yeah. Two in the... A bird in the hand is worth two... That's not relevant, is it?
Not really.
Okay.
Because that's about... I'll explain it to you in the pub. So this is from the film American Beauty, my father's favourite film, as mentioned. This is The Seeker by The Who. This week's quote is, it's just a couch, this isn't life, this is just stuff, and what's more, love? It's now more important than living for you.
Right, we're now having quotes in this,
I've done quotes for like the last three
weeks.
No,
you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I've done Wolf of Wall Street. Which was, I'm not effing going anywhere, mate.
Oh, yeah.
What was the one last week? Shaun the Dead. We'll all go and sit in the pub, the Winchester pub, and have a nice pint and wait for all the zombies to go, mate.
Is that an analogy for something else?
No, that's a direct quote.
Wait for all other people on the planet to leave, and then you can enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, anyway.
That'd be nice.
Oh, it was like Shaun the Dead at work this week. There must have been an EDL rally or something nearby. Those people coming in.
Or like English Defence League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a pretty good dog fight or something. I don't know why there were so many people in the area. Anyway, this is The Who. This is a film from a show.
Tom and Jack.
Oh, I need to sleep. That was a film that's...
No! God! So close.
I'm having a breakdown.
That was The Who. The song from American Beauty, 1999 Best Picture winner, I believe. Might be 98.
Yeah, won an Oscar. Did he win Best Actor as well?
I believe he did.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he might have won for Usual Suspects. I can't remember. But yes.
Spacey.
I think Sam Mendes might have won Best Director.
He's pretty good, though, can't isn't he?
Remember. He's all right.
That bin
he?
Bag. The camera stays on it the whole time.
Hey.
Oh. Ugh, he makes that camera sing. Yeah, so that was this week's. This is a song from a film. I like both the
film
and the song separately and when used in conjunction. That's about all we can be bothered to do because time is limitless down here.
Yeah, time certainly isn't money for us.
Nothing's money.
Nothing's money for us. We don't earn a tuppence.
Even the small amount of money I've got isn't money for me.
No.
The mechanic's taking it. Might be on a radio station next week. You never know.
Well, not next week. I'm not here next week, am I?
Oh, great. Where are you going?
Me holidays, aren't I? I told you about
where?
This. I'm going to the Lake District.
Oh, what with your mates? Can I come?
You can't come.
Oh.
You don't deserve it.
That's
I said ages ago that we should do something like that, and then we should like make some sort of podcast documentary or something out of it, and you turned your nose up at it.
That'd be good, actually.
I know.
Let's do it. What are you doing this weekend? Next weekend? Have you seen the film Match Point? I think it would end like that.
No, I haven't. What happens?
Everyone gets murdered because of tennis.
Okay. Yeah.
Like that.
Tennis?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't play tennis, mate. But maybe that's why we die.
What?
What?
Yeah, maybe I'll get annoyed because you can't return a serve. You can't do anything.
Well, delightful. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you haven't, please subscribe anyway.
Please. Subscribe. Actually, download them as well. Don't just hit subscribe when I tell you and then take your phone off and delete it.
Just stream it as well. That's fine. But, like,
our stats don't pick that up.
It looks better if you download it. Mm. Even if you download it and when you're done, delete it, we get the stats.
Yeah, download it, delete it instantly because that's all sponsors care about that. Go on the YouTube thing as well. Just like it all, please.
If you've listened to this podcast for a while and you've thought this is a product of creative integrity and not for our personal gain, you are wrong. This is very much, we want likes, listens, shares that will ultimately lead to advertising and then revenue.
Well, if you've got any money, just send it.
Just send
We're
a check.
Set up a PO box.
Honestly, we'll take checks, won't we?
Yeah. Or just free stuff like tech or anything like that, or booze. Food's good as well.
Donations, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Well, I think the ceiling's about to collapse. Yeah. I see it at Tom's basement. So we'll see you perhaps not next week, but the week after.
2 weeks
for
that.
A lovely pod.
Thank you.
Lovely. An Easter pod.
Oh, great.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh.
Christ reborn.
Yeah, maybe we'll revive me.
You can tell me what happens in that, because I don't understand it. I don't know the Bible very well.
You don't understand the story of Christ's resurrection?
I know he comes back.
Yeah.
But what happens then? How long's he back for?
It's one more tour. One more
the final tour.
He has one more fight. They
to pay off down. His divorce debt.
He comes back to fight the bandits one last time. And lays his life on the ground.
Right off into the sunset.
Some Judas rat grass gets him killed for some money.
Not again.
And they get crucified. They let the wrong bloke down. Then they roll a stone over his cave. And he comes back to life. That's all it says. Just comes back to life. Oh, okay then. That's fine. Believe that. And they knew that he actually came back to life. Because when they went, the stone hadn't been moved from the cave. The end.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Ta-ra.